Hey y'all, welcome to the Sandy Savage Show. I'm your host, Sandy Savage, and I'm the founder of Savage Life Skills, inspiring and equipping a community of women to learn vintage skills and beloved. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, nonprofit founder, business coach, and love everything crafty you could think of. I mean, knitting, quilting, cooking, weaving. I mean, I even like macrame. So, my passion is helping people achieve their goals and live the fullest life possible, whether through coaching them to launch their business ideas, to teaching vintage skills. Membership is open soon to the Pioneers Members Club and Savage Life Skills, so make sure to go to the website, savagelifeskills.com, and sign up on the VIP waitlist. Okay, listen, y'all. Here at the Sandy Savage Show, every week, I want to give you a dose of inspiration and maybe sometimes a kick in the pants. You'll hear interviews, thoughts, lessons learned, and some good old Kentucky wisdom combined with some hard truth. So, let's get started. Well, hey y'all, I hope you are having a fantastic day. Hey, I wanted to share with you a little bit of how I created this life that I love. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about three things to know about being a multi-passionate entrepreneur. But first, I'm going to give you a little backstory on how I got there. So if you didn't know, I grew up on a cattle and tobacco farm in central Kentucky, just hanging out with my fam and a majority of the time with Mamaw, my grandmother Dicey. Mamaw could cook and fish and garden, and she taught me at an early age how to sew and crochet. She was so good. I mean, we'd make mason jars full of tea and walk down to the creek to fish and walk through our fields picking greens to cook up later. It was just a great time. You know, eventually, I started going down a wrong path and got into loads of trouble. And after a stint in college, I made a very poor career choice that had me stuck in some very bad situations till I hit my 30s. Which was a very long time. You know, I had an entrepreneurial mindset, but I used it in all the wrong ways. And those are all stories for another time. You know, I finally pulled myself out of my line of work and had a string of jobs that I used to pay the bills. And eventually ended up working and worship leading at what some would consider a mega church. And I received extensive leadership development and training that rewired my brain on how to do things with excellence. I mean, full of grace at the same time, because nothing's ever perfect. And I learned lots of things to do and a lot of things not to do, that's for sure. So I was a pro at launching things off and training people to take over at the helm so that I'd be freed up to launch the next thing that needed to happen. And eventually, I launched a nonprofit helping women in the same situations I found myself in during my 20s. You know, once I dove into this nonprofit world, I'll tell you, I saw so much grossness in how people were competitive, like always trying to protect their territory so they would keep their donors and re-exploiting the people they served in order to raise more money, and it left just such a bad taste in my mouth. You know, that's another story for another time too, y'all. I'll explain a little bit more about the nonprofit world. So one thing I like to do is find solutions to things that may seem completely out of the box. So here's what I did with the nonprofit. I stopped fundraising and I started focusing on the team serving our people. I found that it takes $0, $0 to love on people and support them. You know, all you need are volunteers that are passionate about the work, period. You know, Beloved could run completely grassroots without raising a penny. And someday we may even dissolve the nonprofit status. And I know the work would continue and we would still be serving thousands of women a year. Yeah, I could go on a very long time about the state of nonprofits here in the U.S., but that is for another day and another podcast. All right, so one day, as I was in prayer about next directions. I heard very clearly for me to serve the women the best in the nonprofit was to show them that there was a life after the industry and that they could live fully. My mental energies in this area became devoted to how we can look for solutions to injustice and not just band-aiding the problem. You know, I also had to do some deep soul-searching on what I actually wanted to do with my life. You know, I am up for taking risks, and I tried out a ton of businesses, and I learned so much. You know, I think people are afraid to take risks because they are afraid to fail. Guess what? You will. Failure is wisdom, y'all. If something succeeds, then that is great. And if something fails, if you learn from it, you're wiser. Win-win. I mean, that's a win in my book. So I do some things now that I never thought I would be doing. Nor do I really advertise that I do. For one example, I'm a WordPress developer. You know, yeah, I can build killer websites very fast. And I've built hundreds of sites for clients nationally and internationally. In 2009, I had a web developer that was working on one of my sites. And they were moving so slow. I mean, it was a snail's pace. So, you know, I did a lot of Googling and taught myself how to do it. You know, I'm consistently studying new trends and websites, and that's why you see me popping out with new sites all the time. I love to learn. So right now, my husband and I own a custom social media marketing strategy company, and that field is constantly changing too. It's so exciting, and it'll keep you on your toes, you know, and we love it. I now do business consulting. I'm filming some classes now on how to launch a business, how to brand it, how to build your own website, all that. I love empowering people to take action with their dreams and put them into motion. You know, my latest passion project is Savage Life Skills, and that is teaching women vintage skills like sewing and crocheting and knitting and that kind of deal, canning, cooking. You know, membership will be opening soon for Savage Life Skills, and every month we're going to be learning a new skill. And I'll tell you, it'll be a blast. Y'all, I'll be sharing more about it very soon, okay? So, as you can see, I am multi-passionate. I love doing a few different things and keeping my brain on its toes. And I've found that there are a few things that you need to know. If you are a multi-passionate, or if you want to be a multi-passionate entrepreneur. So here's three things, all right? Number one, you have got to be sure that you do not want the 9-to-5 lifestyle. Because being a multi-passionate entrepreneur is not 9-to-5. I'll tell you that much. Oh, gosh. So, you know, if you really want to go to work, clock in, do a deal, clock out, and that's it, then you do not need to be an entrepreneur, period. You know, you need to just get a job. Now, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to, whether you're multi-passionate or just really passionate about one thing as an entrepreneur, you've got to know there's going to be times where you do work lots of hours, lots and lots of hours, where you work through dinner, you know, where it's 10 o'clock and you got to make a phone call. You know, those are just things that you're going to do if you're an entrepreneur, especially when you're starting out. You know, once you get systems in place and you know where your business needs to go, what you want to do with it, you can start setting some boundaries in. You can start going, okay, I'm going to work less hours on certain days. You can even get those hours down really small if you're smart. You know, work smarter, not harder. But when you're starting out, I mean, it is all-encompassing. And if you want that, because it's exciting, go for it. All right, number two. Y'all, this sounds crazy, but it's really true. You gotta find a hobby. I mean, you know, that may sound crazy, but it's true. You have got to find something that is different and fun from your actual business. So, you know, for me, I love to do crafty stuff. You know, I like to go to the ocean and surf. I like to go to the gym. Like, there are things that are a hobby to me, that are fueling to me, that don't necessarily have to do with work. Another example of this is reading. You know, I think everybody should read as much as possible. You know, get a book in every few days if you can. But a mistake that I see a lot of people make is at nighttime before they go to bed, they're reading business development books instead of doing that in the morning. So if you do business development reading in the morning, you're starting your day off fantastic, in a right mindset. You know, you're like, I'm going to take this day. Now, when you go to bed, it's great to read something that's fiction. You know, kick in that creative part of your brain. In my little schedule before I go to bed is I will write down what needs to happen the next day. And I'll write it down and get it out of my brain. It's out of my brain. And I'm like, okay, that is absolutely out of my brain now. If the things change the next day, I'm flexible. But these are the things that I know need to get done. Then I can shift into rest, relaxation, reading a little bit, and fall asleep. And I'll tell you what, I sleep deep. I am not stressed out about what needs to happen the next day, because I already have a plan set in place. And I've let my creative mind have a blast, you know, in some parts of the day, and reading right before I go to bed. It's really good to have something that is separate than your business, because if you're like me, you do want to think about it 24 hours a day. Your mind just races and races the whole time. You're like, I know I can make this better, or I know we can do this. Let your mind take a break and then come back into it, and you will be fresher. I promise you will be fresher. Now, on a side note, because we were talking about nonprofits before, if part of your multi-passion is nonprofit work, I'm going to tell you something that is probably not going to be very liked by many people. But if you are in nonprofit work, like you're out there trying to save the world, it might be good to get like even a small part-time job that has nothing to do or is not associated with the nonprofit work. A great example of this is Wonder Woman. Okay, Wonder Woman is out there. If you haven't seen the movie, so sorry, go see it because it's fantastic. Spoiler alert. If you have not seen this movie, fast forward 30 seconds. Okay, so if you've seen the movie, you know, Wonder Woman is out there saving the world. She got her cape on. She got her outfit on. I mean, cool outfit. It's fantastic. But she also, like in this day and age, she works at the museum. You know, she's doing her work. She's got her little cute black turtleneck on. She's walking into work, getting it done. And then she goes out and she saves the world. She doesn't have her cape on 24 hours a day. You do not need to have your cape on 24 hours a day. Okay, so that's just a little, that's a side note for people who are in nonprofits. All right, number three. Something that you've got to do. Now, this is whether you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur or if you are just doing a 9-to-5 job. This is something I believe every single person needs to do. You've got to constantly be learning. Soak in information. Constantly learn things. Like, don't get to a point where you think, man, I have learned it all about this thing. I don't need to know anything else about it. You know, there's always something new to see and to find and to learn. And you want to get out there and you want to do it. Constantly be learning things. Find things that just fascinate you and dive deeper into them. You'll work different parts of your brain when you're just constantly learning, and it'll make you just an overall more rounded person. And that's going to help in your business. That's going to help in your life. Constantly be learning. Okay, so here are the three things that you've got to do. Number one, make sure you want a lifestyle that is not 9 to 5. Number two, make sure you find a hobby. Be doing something else. Number three, constantly be learning. All right, y'all. Last thing that I am super passionate about is teaching everything that I know. And y'all get to benefit from learning, you know, from my wins and my mistakes. We're just going to have some downright fun with that. So subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss one. And I will see you next week. Have a great week. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you had a fantastic time. So don't forget to get on the VIP waitlist for the Pioneer Members Club over at Savage Life Skills and join us in having a blast. Come check it out, and I'll see you over there. Have a great day.